This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Hello guys and welcome to Access All Areas. We are live on FUBAR Radio and I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
And tonight guys, we have got a banging show for you. I mean, what week do we never not bring you a banging show?
It's always good, isn't it?
We're famous for it, Miss Ellen. So we have got, for those that love a little bit of The Traitors, we've got last year's Ash joining us.
Yes.
So excited. We're going to get all the tea because... It ended a little bit funnily, didn't it? Some
it
say
did.
She got done dirty.
Yes,
so,
and she's going to spill all the secrets to this year's, hopefully, as well.
Absolutely, we're accessing that area. And then we've got the lovely... Maxted. We have got Adam Maxted from Love Island. And we're going to be talking all things All-Stars. Because he did All-Stars last year.
Yes, he did.
So I want to know, someone that's done it twice, has gone back and is now watching it again.
Yeah.
Babe, it's going to be a good one. I can feel it in the gallbladder. So, my love, how's your week been?
It's been very good. It's been very good. How has yours been?
Yeah, good, thank you, babe. Back in London town.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
And this week, Miss Ellen is doing our showbiz news.
I am indeed. I'm taking the reins. I'm back in the hot seat. I love
back where
showbiz.
She started.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, we usually just talk about this off air anyway, so we may as well just get straight into it on air. Guys, you're welcome to join us. So yeah, there's been a lot going down in Showbiz Town this week, but we're going to start it off with you, Bobby, because you made headlines over the last few days.
Yes.
Something awful happened to you last week, and you did tell me this last week, and I was just shocked that this stuff still happens in 2025. But you made a plea to Keir Starmer, and you're hoping to get into the L Downing Street again to discuss with him. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so for those that haven't seen, I mean, there has been quite a bit of press pickup on it. So basically, taking it back last week, I was on my way into Access All Areas, and I was in Stratford, broad daylight, and a gentleman, and we use that word very, very loosely, because although we're uncensored, I don't want to offend. So let's just say he called me a queer hunt with a C, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, wink, wink. And I mean, sadly, it's nothing new to me. Like, I've got the thickest skin, do you know what I mean? I'm like Bobby the Elephant.
Yeah.
And not just for that reason, girl. But I'm so used to it, which no one should have to be. Plus, I've been in this mad industry for 14 years. It takes very little to actually penetrate me.
Oh.
That's what she said. And anyway, long story short, I thought I had to call it out because there is something still shocking about it. And we've spoke about this before, and I think most people know that. I think it was for about 4 or 5 years, I campaigned and I petitioned hard to change law because, and this is no disrespect to whatever government it was at the time, and Houses of Parliament and all that jazz, but social media's blowing up so quick, really, relatively, that laws couldn't catch up. So you could call me a homophobic slur on the central line, and on paper, that's illegal. I mean, even though it's clearly still happening, more on that in a minute. But online, the laws hadn't caught up with that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's still old-fashioned laws from 300 years ago where you can just park your horse on a roundabout because it's eating the grass. Do you know? It's mad. So I respect and I appreciate that. But 4 or 5 years campaigned and my bill then went on to be, and this is someone I rocked up, it was Theresa May at the time, so cast your mind back. We've had a few since then. Rocked up at Downing Street, made the faux pas and knocking at the door, went, can you give this to Theresa? Not meant to do that. It's the Prime Minister to you, Mr. Norris. But I was like, give that to Theresa, babe. And had several debates and meetings at Downing Street, Parliament, and that went on to be the online safety bill. So anyway, I called it out on social media because that's what I do. I'm an open book.
Yeah, I feel like it's important as well. Like, not that you have to campaign about this for the rest of your life, but it's important for somebody like you with a platform to be able to call this stuff out because it's highlighted. Because like me, I was like, does that still happen? And you're like, every day.
But the sad thing is, it's actually worse than it's ever been. So lockdown was horrendous because no one could go out the house. So online, people was just, I think, angry, throwing venom just online. It just vile. And anyway, so I called this out, and my phone, I've been a little trip to Turkey, not sure if you've seen. And so whilst I was there, I had a lot of time on my hands. And it turns out my phone hasn't stopped. So I've literally had, I kid you not, I would go as far, not even hundreds, I'd say thousands wow. of messages from people from the community mm. that are being homophobically attacked and abused online, in person. This has gone through the roof and it ain't getting any better. It's 2025. And
why is it getting worse, do you think? Is there something in the air?
Well, something's happened the last couple of years and I don't know what, but something's happened and... The cat's out the bag now. The gene is out the bottle, and I've never really spoke about this publicly, but it is documented for anyone that thinks I'm just chatting shit. I was attacked twice in the last couple of years.
Oh my god!
They call it, it's an old pastime. They call gay bashing.
What?
And I, even though as a man of 21 now. I'm an openly proud gay man. Disclaimer, I'm not 21, guys, I'm 38. But I feel some kind of shame when you got one of them, geezer literally knocked my veneers out of my head.
Wow.
And there's some veneers in there. His hand must have hurt the next day, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, I laugh about it because I deal with things in humour. It weren't funny when I was in the hospital. That was that time. And I thought, do you know what, Bob, actually, you live a very open life. I've just had a hair transplant, if you don't know. I've documented my nose, my teeth, because I'm not embarrassed of being a gay man, having a little procedure here, having a nose job, having a set of veneers. I'm just living my life. And it really upsets me that there's people out there, and I will deal with it. I'm a little bit strong, like I'm a bit hard, and I'm almost immune, which is wrong.
That's so bad. What did you do in that moment when somebody shouted that at you in such a public space?
What, last week?
Yeah.
This probably sounds really mad, but it was just...
Water off a duck's back, kind of?
It's a normal thing to me, El.
So crazy.
Like, that would happen, if not daily, I could... at least 4 or 5 times a week. Every other day there will always be a slur. And I consider myself in a fortunate situation because of my profile, my platform and who I am. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people have followed my journey for 14 years and I think that's partly the reason I did Celebrity SAS, to show... I think a lot of people still just think I spend my days running up and down Brentwood High Street with a Louis Vuitton bag on my arm and slut-dropping in the sugar up. Do you know what I mean?
You're
waving
like,
a rainbow
wish.
Flag.
Yeah, it's that easy.
It would be lovely.
It would be.
But I'm sick of having to justify to people, but this ain't even about me because... And like when I did the whole campaign to make online homophobia a specific criminal offence... I'll deal with it, and I do have a public job, and people go, well, you've signed up for it. No one signs up for it. It's just like saying Obama signed up to have racism.
No,
like,
don't sign
gay,
up for that.
Straight, whatever race. You ain't signing up for shit.
So
you ain't got to like me. You call me a twat because you don't like my bag. Call me, say, I don't like your teeth, and plenty of people tell me that. That's fine. I'm not here to be loved and adored, but... Mm-hmm. Don't attack me for saying I don't like you because you've got blue eyes.
Yeah, you can't change.
I can't.
That.
I'm not going to wake up with a bird tomorrow. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And it cuts deeper when it's something like that. When it's something inevitably about you that you cannot change. So, what did you reach out to Keir Starmer for?
So, I did a little post to Keir because you know it really blew my mind, and I had a lot of time to reflect whilst in Turkey having my transplant. And I was reading it, and I sat there and cried reading these messages. That people physically getting abused, you know what I mean? And from parents as well, because the kids are so embarrassed, and from like, it don't matter how old you are. And it's broad daylight, do you know what I mean? It's on trains, it's walking down the streets. One had gone for hamburger and chips. We won't say the name of the fast food restaurant. Let's just say he was old and he had a farm. Mm. He got abused, and I'm like... 2025, like, what you do behind closed doors, you know what I mean? Yeah. It ain't my bag, but if you ain't hurting no one, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's to me how I see it. So exactly. I said, Keir, can we do something about it? Like, I don't know if you know much about me, Keir, but I campaigned and petitioned for years to get the online safety bill and make online a homophobia a specific offence. I went, I'll come down the street, get the kettle on, we'll have a cup of tea, because something has to be done, because... Yeah. I will deal with this. And sadly, as long as I'm walking this planet, I know I'm sadly always going to have to deal with it. But I know 14-year-old Bobby wouldn't deal with that.
Yeah.
I didn't have social media as a kid. It was just hard enough being a gay kid. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that shit online, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to add into it the actually being attacked, and that's what made me think, do you know what, actually, if them people are opening up to me on social media, I'm going to open up and tell people that I've been physically gay bashed, as they call it, in the last couple of years. So, Keir, I ain't heard back from you, babe. Please get in touch. We're going to move on in a minute because I feel like I've got the rest of the show to do and I'm getting a bit emotional.
Keir, if you're listening, please get in touch because this is such an important thing. And Bobby, you can only do as much as you can do. You're not in politics, but if the politicians get behind you, then, you know, there could be a force to be reckoned
with. But no one's doing anything else, so I feel I have got to.
Exactly.
Because until someone steps up, I'm not in politics.
Yeah.
But someone's got to do something. And for anyone out there, whether it's your grandchildren, you, your kids, whoever it is, your mate, just know, as long as I can, I've got fire in my belly. If it takes me 5 weeks, 5 months, another 5 years, because to me, there's no point having this amazing platform profile and not doing good with it. Like, don't get me wrong, like, it's lovely to sell teeth whitening strips on social media, like, but for me, there's fucking bigger things going on in the world. But anyway, guys, it's showbiz news, it's Access All Areas. We're going to make this positive. Sorry if I brought you all down. Get the kettle on. We're going to bring the positive vibes now. What else has caught your eye, El?
Well, hopefully we'll be talking about it in a more positive light in a few weeks when
Let's
you've been
updated.
So on with the rest of the news. Wayne Evans, it's a sad day for him as well today. He was axed from the Strictly Come Dancing live tour on Tuesday. That was because of X-rated remarks towards the host, Janette Mandera, on the show's launch. I'm not sure if you saw the clip. It's quite hard to hear his X-rated remark, and I'm not sure if I can say it on here.
Yes, you can.
Can
what
I?
Is it? Yeah. I'm jet-lagged. I've not seen anything. What's going on?
Okay, he mentioned the word spit roast.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure if everyone knows what that is, but obviously it's a thing that you do with a pig, and that's also a sexual term, so just use your imagination what that could be. You know, something in the front, something in the back.
How did that come up with the host?
I think they were all standing for a photo shoot, so they were all really tightly squeezed together, and the host was in the middle, he was in the back, and some other male, I think, was in the front. And he said something along the lines of, we better be careful or this could be a spit roast. Something like that.
Cute.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I just can't get my head around is, in this day and age, like, people, and it's usually men of his generation, I'm going to say, in their 50s, like, it's usually that generation that still haven't caught up with
They haven't read the room. They don't know what temperature it is.
That's it. And, like, they are probably the same ones, like, laughing at wokeness and woke. And it's like, babes, if you just had 5% woke, you'd be fine.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have lost your check for the tour.
That's it, exactly. But with all of that said, he's lost that job. There's other things in the pipeline. He does the Go Compare ads. They haven't replied yet, but people are calling for him to be cancelled from that. So with all of that said, I don't like cancel culture. I do think that he needs to learn a lesson for that way of talking.
Yeah.
I don't know if his life should be ruined because of it.
No. There's a lot worse going on in the world.
Exactly. It's a bad remark, badly timed, bad environment. And, you know, just take a break maybe for a few weeks, look after himself and hopefully come back stronger and more woke.
But not even look after yourself, just reflect on what's going on in the world, what's acceptable and what ain't. You don't need any time to reflect on yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Just got to know.
And the pylons that you see online, I'm a bit concerned about. He lost his brother in January. His girlfriend recently broke up with him, apparently. So, like, you know, he's going through a tough time, and you'd hate to see somebody
do something horrendous,
something stupid because of it. So I just hope that people have compassion, but also, you know, hold him to account, which is fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? But again, just put it out there because it is so common now. Guys, don't act and do don't do permanent things on temporary decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always someone out there. Sometimes just turn the phone off, have a chat with someone because, shit happens.
Yes.
But there's always a tomorrow.
And it's never as bad as it feels in the moment.
No.
Like, next week, it will be chip paper. But right literally. Now, it feels everywhere. So.
And chips are fucking dear now. You know, you say cheapest chips.
Yeah.
Certain chip shop in Essex, we won't name them. I think it's about £6.50 for a bag of chips.
That's mad. £4.80 for a cup of coffee yesterday.
No.
We won't get into it.
It's disgusting.
I can't. We need to remortgage the house, I think, for another coffee. Do we have time for
one more? I think we've got time for a quick one. Slip it in
all out. All right. Perfect. Don't tempt me. Boy's own documentary. It's called No Matter What. I know. And it's coming out.
No matter what.
Tell us. It's coming out Sunday.
Love
Can't
it.
Wait for that. I have it set on my reminders. So that will be a good one. Basically, I saw a clip today, Ronan Keaton. He said he was hurt and an emotional mess watching it back because obviously they recorded their interviews for it separately.
Yeah.
So when he watched it back, he was able to see what the rest of the band thought of it.
And I bet they've opened up to things they never would have told each other.
To their face. And that must have been so hard to watch.
Yeah.
He said he had to pick himself off the floor. He was a complete mess. But he said he rewatched it again and he understands where people are coming from now. He's able to look at himself in a different light.
Do they all go for him? Because he was kind of like the Gary Barlow.
Yeah.
Do they all go, they kind of go for the governor,
so to speak. It sounds like they do. But also Ronan, I feel, goes for Louis Walsh in it because they've always had a tough relationship.
Don't they hate each other?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly, I'm pretty sure they do. So it also brings up that and Louis Walsh is in it as well and he calls Louis Walsh vicious.
Oh.
So watch this space.
Some of that. Can we just say as we move on to the interviews, Ronan gets fucking hotter and hotter every year.
He's so weird.
I'm here for it. Like I know Benjamin he's married and I'm not a man, Faith, but if you ever jump on the Bobby Bush road, slide in the DMs. Love you. Love your wife. right, guys, we're going to take a little break and then we're going to be joined by Ash and we're going to be talking all things The Traitors. We will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you. What's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Foobar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Foobar Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
The Foobar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
It was calm on the beach, so I took my little girl out on the water. Then we hit the wind, and it blew us out to sea, faster than we could paddle back. And we learned our lesson from these guys, the crew who got us home. Thank you.
Respect the water and watch out for the winds. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk/register to vote.
What the hell with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the
crying,
truth.
Crying.
And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle. I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, guys. I'm Bobby Norris, and we've just been joined by Ash in the studio. How are you, my love? You're looking stunning in cold but blue.
Thank you. This is Victoria Line Blue.
Oh, is it?
Get it right. Don't get it twisted.
She's just owned me in the first five seconds.
Yeah, I know. And gay man as well. You should know your colours.
I would call that cobalt blue, wouldn't you?
I would call it royal blue, so we're all
okay,
right.
Okay, we're all wrong. Anyway, this ain't what colour is your top show. How are you, Ash? Are you watching The Current Traitors?
Yes.
What's your faults?
I'm sad that the Traitors didn't win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I really felt for Charlotte towards the end there. Mm. But, you know, like, I've been talking to all the contestants, so I feel like I'm really biased because I think they're all really, really lovely. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own reasons for why they wanted to win.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you're in that situation at the very end, I think if I was a faithful and I was in that situation with Leanne and Jake, I probably would have done the same thing because, you know what? As soon as you're thinking you've got, like, someone's a bit dodgy or you just, like, you know, because you don't know for a fact.
No.
Yeah.
Why would you risk it? You know?
That's exactly
it. Is it like head fucking that situation?
Oh, of course.
Excuse my language.
No, of course it is. It's fucking mad.
Fucking hell, guys.
Throw a few fucks in there.
I felt left out. But it must be like so hard because obviously there's no way to tell if people are lying. So you're just grasping at straws.
No.
And there's things that you spot that you think might be a kind of a clue to them lying. Is there anything looking back at your series, because you were a traitor in the last series, is there anything that you would have done differently or somebody you wouldn't have got rid of and kept in longer?
You know what? I think I was really silly to trust my fellow traitors. Mm. But, like, I think it depends on each person who's going to be a traitor and what kind of gameplay you're going to have. Mm. Like, I'm kind of more Mina style, right? She was very much, she's like, I'm a team player. We need to work as a team. Mm. We work as a team. We win as a team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not everybody necessarily wants to, like, not everybody wants to play that way. Do you know what I mean? So that was a bit naive of me, I think. And
I think I would be like that completely. Because I think whatever side of the coin, and that is, you're in it together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you kind of get the sly fox or the snake in the grass. Do you know what I mean? It's a little bit, and I fuck the rest of you.
Yeah.
But also, I totally get it because, like, you're a traitor.
It's the name of the game.
That's it, exactly.
There's a goodness in you. That's, I think, whether you're a traitor or not, I think if that's in you, even as a traitor, you can be a kind traitor or a loyal traitor.
Yeah. I feel like if you can do the teamwork up until the very end, the last week, and then go, right, it's a game for yourself, and then just start, you know, getting rid of people.
And that really just depends on if you know that the other traitors are going to come for you or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know what you have to remember? As a viewer, you're getting a 360 view, you're seeing everything. When you're in there, you're not seeing everybody's conversations. You're not privy to all of these things.
Yeah.
You're just in your little bubble that you're in, you know? So you think yourself, you're behaving a certain way, and you don't know how others are going to perceive you.
Is there anything when you came out and you were watching it back that you were shocked about, like conversations about you or the way things went down?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I think anybody, anytime anybody mentions your name, and it just kind of, especially because afterwards we're all friends, it just kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Harry and Paul, they kind of done you over, didn't they?
Yeah,
towards the end.
Now watching back, when you see that episode and they kind of give each other the eye, I'm thinking,
clock this at the time?
No, not
but I bet
at all.
You sat there on the sofa with your Maltesers now thinking, fucking hold up. I saw that.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah.
But how would you clock it?
Yeah,
how
you
would
weren't.
You? You know, and especially...
It's hindsight, isn't it?
Yeah, because that episode, it was between me, Brian and Diane. Mm. We were all under fire. Yeah. And we'd all had equal amounts of votes. And you're just kind of like, what the fuck is going on right yeah. now? You know? So many things are going in your mind. So I didn't even think to be looking at them.
But heads go- by yeah. that point, head's gone.
Yeah.
So you ain't looking at eye contact. You probably no. think, what the fuck's going on
yeah.
here?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you address it with them after the show?
No.
No? Have you spoken to them since?
I have. Like, mm-hmm. I think...
Do you hate them?
I don't hate anybody.
You just fucking hugely dislike them.
I no, I mean, like, listen, I also understand it's the game and that's mm. the game that they wanted to play. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's interesting when you're there because, you know, you're tired, you're under a lot of pressure, your mm-hmm. brain is going 100 million miles. Mm-hmm. And as a woman of a certain age...
21.
I was having bodily things happening. Do you know what I mean? Mm. That also affected my brain.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
So yeah, of course.
It's a whole bunch of million different things, you know?
What's the situation? Because there's a lot of people, like, you come off a TV show and it's always done with the best intention until you start hating people or people show their true colours. But the famous WhatsApp group of a TV show, is there a WhatsApp group?
Yeah.
Who's remained? Is everyone still there or has someone left yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone's in there except Harry, but that's public knowledge. Harry left quite a number of months ago.
Oh, did, yeah. Was he like, I'm out?
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe he just felt a bit in the middle and a bit awkward with the whole Charlotte Connor thing yeah. happening. Do you know what I mean? And I don't blame him for that. You know,
no.
like, I can understand. And he's a young lad, do you know what I mean? Mm. So
yeah.
he probably just feels awkward. So I don't blame him. But, I mean, that WhatsApp group, sometimes we're all going off and then sometimes we're not. Because there's so many people,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got a life. Everyone's either doing day jobs and doing other stuff on top.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's, you can't constantly just be on your phone, can you?
Of course you can't. And life goes on. Like I say, you kind yeah. of park that experience. But has it been extra active and popping off since the last series was on? Was you all kind of sat there going, what the fuck's she doing? What do you think about it? Because I guess that period in between yours and this one, it's inevitably going to die down because life cracks on. We've all got food to make and shops to do. You have to change the bed, wash the floors.
Yeah.
But once the show's back on, there's a little bit like we're all sat on the sofa now.
Obviously,
and we're
there's a little chatter, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's definitely chatter. I do remember one of the first times we were all like, why did they kill Yin? Why? I loved her. I thought, she's like really kooky. She's different. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was something different.
She would have been amazing to see, to watch, you know?
Yeah, it was a wasted opportunity. What's your thoughts from doing the last to the last one that's just finished, do you think that it was... Because there's always going to be that little twist, and this is what the BBC gets amazing, because like a lot of shows, once the format becomes well-known, shall we say, sometimes stale for some shows, but becomes known, people know what they're signing up for and can go in with a major game plan. The show like a trade, you've kind of got to have a bit of a game plan, obviously, because you've got to know where you're at, but it can still be done in a lovely way like you did. But they've always gone to twist it and try and keep people on their toes. Did you
Absolutely.
Prefer the last or yours?
You know what? I loved all three because they were all different. And I'm familiar with the game that it's derived from, which is called Werewolf or Mafia, that people might be aware of, right? Mm. But it has to change. You can't keep doing the same thing because it's not going to work.
It ain't going to work.
Yeah, how are you going to... Like, how do you progress from that? So I think it's really, really important.
Mm.
And also, when it comes to gameplay, seriously, how much of a gameplay can you have when you're going into a game with 21 other people that you've never met?
Yeah.
So true.
You can't predict what they're doing.
No. You can't predict how they're going to react to you.
No. Yeah.
You know? So.
No.
Is there anything then, like, that we, the audience, don't know, that when you're in the game that we just don't see or that we see differently through the edit?
I mean, I think maybe just conversations and just, you know, obviously we're not filming 24/7, so sometimes there's downtime. And you know, the BBC is brilliant at this. You're never allowed to talk about the game when you're not filming. Like, you're just not allowed to. So sometimes we're just sat there having a laugh. And obviously, Traitors is not a comedy. So that's not the stuff that you're going to see. Do you know what I mean?
Are they quite hot on that? If a producer catches you, talk, will they
there's
say?
There's a producer with you at all times.
Oh, wow. So you couldn't if you wanted to get a... No.
And you have no mobile phones or anything, so you can't text in the evening.
Nothing.
And let's talk...
And actually, that's really nice, you know. Do you know how nice this is in this day and age?
Yeah.
To have no phone, no social media.
How many weeks is that for?
I think it depends on how long you're there, but roughly maybe three and a half weeks.
Oh God, it's so refreshing. Like when I did Celebrity SAS, actually, I thought I would really miss my phone.
But you didn't.
And not just for phone calls. My phone I mostly use for emails, banking, social. To not have it, I didn't think about it. It was the best thing. It's like a digital detox.
Wow.
Now, I want to ask you both, because we don't get to see this bit. Let's talk food and accommodation. Is it nice? What's the grub and what's the bed like?
I liked the food. And
was
I,
it?
Like,
what did I cook you?
I slept. You know what? The breakfast, obviously, you see that we have a continental breakfast. I don't know why people are complaining about that, because...
I love a continental. A little croissant.
Yeah, little
pan au chocolat latte.
A bit of croissant, a bit of brie, a bit of salami.
Oh,
like, do you know?
She likes a sausage in the morning, that Ellen.
I bet you do, darling.
She's a slag. She's a slag, Ash. But we love her. She's my slag. What about for dinner after the pan au chocolat?
I really liked the dinners. I don't know. Maybe I was hungry or something. But, like, you always got something different.
Oh, no,
for lunch,
they mix
for dinner.
It up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they make sure that everybody's catered for, dietary requirements are catered for. Mm. And I think that was just really wonderful.
Comfortable beds, nice sheets.
Listen, I was asleep.
Like, I can't remember how comfortable they were.
I took us up a clone and passed out. Would you do it again? I mean, if they did, obviously we've got the celebrity Traitors, but if they did, like we've seen Love Island doing All Stars,
right?
Would you... You're welcome, BBC.
Yes.
Thank you. Send me a check.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Would you do an All Stars Traitors?
You know what? For a really, really, really long time, I said no, but recently... I'd be like, okay, why not? But I'd want to go in as a faithful. Because I'm like, I need
don't
to...
Don't tell everyone.
I need to redeem myself.
Oh, she double bluffing.
Could be, couldn't I?
Because I think she's got it in her locker.
I need to redeem myself. Do you know what I mean?
How would you feel if there was an All-Stars and Ari and Paul pitched up?
Well, you know what? The only way that it would work, actually, they would have to have two different All-Stars. You can't have a mixture of Traitors and Faithfuls, because whoever were Traitors, they're just going to get... Do you know what I mean? They're
going to
get kicked out.
But it can't just be the complete opposite, because they're going to know every traitor's a fucking faithful and vice versa. So
you'd have to do
lucky dip out of a hat, because some will have to do the same again.
Do you see what I mean? So you'd have to have two different all-star shows. You'd have to have an all-star show with only faithfuls and an all-star show with only traitors.
But then it's obvious if that's the case, because everyone knows it's the opposite.
I don't think either way would matter. I don't know why we're getting into the literature.
BBC, call me up, get me on the bold and... Absolutely love it. What about other TV shows? Would you do something like Dancing on Ice, Strictly?
I mean, not Dancing on Ice. I can't fucking... Geez, I can barely stand up on my two feet. Do you know what I mean? Let alone being on ice skates. But I wouldn't turn away maybe other stuff. I mean, you know what I really... You know what I really, really want to do?
What?
I really, really fucking want to do, and you need to make it happen for me.
Oh, my God.
Towie.
I want to do Celebrity MasterChef.
Oh,
that would be a good one. Yeah, everybody says MasterChef. Yeah.
That is my bag, baby.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I won't be voted out straight away on that. Let me tell you.
I would love to do that. We could do it together, but I won't because I don't know after the latest with Matey what's going on. Has it been recast?
Yes.
Is it coming back?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Do you know who it is?
No.
It's Grace Dent, baby.
Shut up.
She's fucking amazing.
Oh, I love Grace.
She's brilliant.
I love her.
I want to see you guys
Me
on
and you.
This. What would you make?
What would I make as my first ever meal to cook them in?
Yeah.
I'm going down to my roots. I'm making Pakistani. I'm making a dal.
Nice.
Dal with paratha.
Oh, gorgeous. Oh. What would you bring to the table?
I'll go to my roots, my East End roots. I'll do pie and mash.
Oh, yes.
Homemade pastry.
Oh.
Ain't no bitch got shit on me. Do you know what I'm good at as well? Not straight away.
Short crust or puff? No time. Oh, well. Intended. Oh, oh.
The puff will do a puff. But I am very good. My signature, and it's all down to the timing. I love doing a roast dinner.
Oh,
but I spend hours doing it. But you know when you serve it, and I do it just as a big platter thing, I'm not even hungry by the time I do it.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
Because I've been in the kitchen. No, but I've just, you know when you're exhausted. I mean, ain't down the mines. But you can be doing something for 3 or 4 hours, and I think the smells in it. Like, I have the little pick here and there, but I'm like, I get more from, I'm a giver.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You've said enough. Yeah. This is a whole new show.
I'm looking forward to getting the train home tonight. Okay, no.
I'll have to be bodyguard.
Okay, no, she will. She will.
So what's in the future for you? What's in the pipeline? Do you have anything coming up that you could let us know about?
No.
Oh, you're lying. I can tell a liar. See, I'd be a good traitor. I'd be like, I know you're lying.
I think you're going to do...
I'm clearly shit at lying, isn't it?
I've got a feeling, and it ain't going to ruin it because it's all speculation. Mm. I think you're doing Celebrity Big Brother.
Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly.
No.
They don't give a fuck about me. Come on.
Babe, everyone gives a fuck about you. The second you wake up and realise you're Rash from the traitors, the better, honey.
Yeah, that would be a good one. People could see your like personality properly, because the traitors, you don't get to see personality.
No, you don't.
Really.
You don't. And like, I feel like people had a certain view of me. Mm. So when they see me talking, they're like, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
so if you sign up, I'm going to do Celebrity Big Brother, because I'm just going in for you to make me a doll. Sorry. And then AJ... Will, you can fucking vote me out. I'm here for the dough and I own it. Ash, thank you so much for coming in. Absolutely love you. What we're calling it, Vicky Lyon Bloom.
We're calling it Vicky Lyon Bloom.
Vicky Lyon Bloom. Absolute pleasure. Love you, babes. Hope to see you again soon.
Thank
guys,
you.
Guys, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be joined by Mr. Love Island himself. Adam, see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Fubar Radio.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you. What's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the post has existed for 800 years.
Wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
You're listening to Fubar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Fubar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Fubar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
Yay! The Fubar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate? Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the
cray,
truth.
Cray.
And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle. I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Adam, welcome to Access All Areas. Thank you for joining me, mate.
Thanks for having me. All good?
You're so, so welcome. Mate, obviously I've got to ask you, Love Island. Yeah. What's your thoughts? Are you watching All Stars?
I am. Obviously, you know, I was just on it like a year ago, so I was intrigued to see who would be, you know, getting round two to go in again. And it's been interesting this time, I think, because, like, I feel like everyone's a little bit older this time.
Yeah.
You know, kind of early 30s or hidden 30 almost. So I actually thought there was maybe going to be a bit more maturity, but there, it doesn't seem like there is. So it's been interesting, yeah. As you get older, you kind of grow out of the kind of playground games and you should be trying to just focus on the serious stuff, but it just seems still just a bit, you know, a bit I don't want to say toxic, but it's the word that people would throw around, so I don't know. It's been an interesting watch.
So from your answer, do you think it's quite immature, the behaviour in the Villa, even though it's on paper such a Love Island word, but on paper it's the oldest series we've ever had. And like you've just hit the nail on the head, you kind of thought it would be a little bit more growing up, adult dating, and maybe going into it. Because some of these people was in there back in the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what's your thoughts?
I just feel like, you know, it's just I don't want to say immature, but obviously, yes, when you're in there, it's a bubble and you're just locked in on that, right? But this whole like crying over someone after 2 and 3 days, and like, do you know what I mean? You don't really know someone after that, do you know what I mean? And on the outside world, you wouldn't be behaving like this, in my opinion, do you know what I mean? And like, yes, emotions get heightened in there, and you know, you are locked in, you're away from the outside world. But I think, you know, just kind of having a little bit more, like, not, I don't want to say self-respect, but just like holding back a little bit and not putting all your eggs in one basket straight away. And like, at the end of the day, you know, you're on a TV show, you know what you're signing up for. So Ronnie, for example, goes and kisses 2 girls in one night. Like, what are you getting upset for? Like, that's the whole point of the show. Like, things are going to happen. You're trying to like test the waters. You're trying to see if there's a connection with other people. If you come in and on the first night, especially when the public have paired you up with someone, you might not be feeling it. You've got to test the waters. You owe that to yourself. You only get this opportunity, you know, once or twice. So to kind of be crying and like, you know, throwing shade and, it's just a bit like, you know, don't get me wrong, now we're getting into the, you know, I have spent a lot of time with people, there are probably genuine connections there, but I just kind of cringe a little bit when I watch it initially, and there's just these connections straight away. And do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying it can't happen, like when I was on it last year, Arabelle and I, we hit it off straight away, we did, but I didn't go full on deep, do you know what I mean? And like, be saying like, oh, I really like love you, blah, blah. I never hit the L word, do you know what I mean? So I don't know, especially it just, as we're getting a bit older, I just thought there'd be a bit more, but it just seems a bit immature still from some people. So
what was your thoughts or reaction? You just hit upon a lot of tears because someone kissed 2 people in the villa. And bearing in mind, this is All Stars now, so everyone knows what time it is. It's no one's first rodeo. So I mean, even when you sign up for Love Island, I mean, I've never been on there, obviously, but the clue's in the title. It's no longer the new kid on the block. Everyone knows what Love Island is. So you know what you're signing up for. And someone that did 10 decades, it felt like fucking 10 decades. Someone who did a decade, 10 years on a reality show. I know heightens are, it's tough and you see things very differently, like when you're living and breathing something. I mean, I've never lived in a villa, so that makes it even harder. I've done shows where you are, like, literally in a bubble. But when you're on a dating show, it's exactly that. You ain't there to... It ain't like Married at First Sight. So when you see someone's gone back into the villa, knows the coup with what the show is, and then there's tears because someone's cracked on with 2 girls, what's your thoughts on that? Is it gameplay-y?
I wouldn't want to say game playing because people react to different things in certain ways. People are more emotional than other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just quite as I've got a bit older, I'm just a bit savage, and I'm almost just like, what are you crying for? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know this show is about. You also have to take a little bit of accountability. You probably know what sort of guy Ronnie is from previous, if you know him, or do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So thinking that he's going to be any different, and I don't want to single out just him, but I'm just saying, for example, like, I think in general life, in the dating world and stuff, like, you need to take someone for who they are. And if you choose to ignore the red flags, or there's certain things that don't sit right with you, and you choose to ignore it and think, oh, because you can't date someone for their potential. You can't date someone and think, oh, maybe one day they'll become this great person because they've got some good qualities. You've got to take that person for who they are right now. And I think a lot of people, you know, only get, you know, when they a relationship ends or time goes on, they kind of realize. But if you're seeing red flags at the start or certain things that you're not liking, then it's on you to have some accountability and have that self-respect and go, no, okay, this person isn't for me. Because if red flags are there initially, then, and also, if you know, you're never going to get an apology from someone if they don't actually see a problem with their behavior.
No, 100%. Yeah, because if they can't see it and they're not addressing it, you've got no fucking chance of getting to the bottom of it. And the thing is as well, like, on these shows, so not even just Love Island, just in dating shows in general, you kind of see people like fall hook, line and sinker straight away, like within 24 hours, 48 hours, it's like literally people are dropping L bombs or close enough, and you think, fucking hell, I've had longer relationships with a meal deal. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's been 48 hours. Like, that's a night out for some people. Do you know what I mean? And you're like, well, it's love now.
But you could say game plan, but I do think people are smart now to how these shows work. I think they do know that if they can make a connection early, you know, hopefully the public are going to see that and want to go along the journey. And, you know, you want to stay in there as long as you can. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm honest, like, do I truly believe everyone goes back on these shows because they want to find, like, they're truly just trying to find love? I don't think so. As time's gone on, they've seen, you know, the Molly Mays and all these people that have gone on to do the big things, and they've thought, oh, here's another chance for me. Like, even, you know, I've been honest before in the past, like, my wrestling career, you know, I've used that show, Love Island, to get my name out there as a wrestler, do you know what I mean? And I kind of just said, look, if I go in there and I hit it off with someone and something happens, great.
It's a bonus.
At least it's a bonus. Whereas when people go in and they're like, oh, you know, I hope I find the one, and I'm really so desperate, blah, blah. It's like, you're telling me that out of 7 billion people in the world, the only way you're going to find the love of your life is going on a TV show.
No, yeah, with 11 other people in a villa. But that is game.
Someone after 2 days. Come on, relax.
Yeah, but that is game playing to me. If you're, and again, I don't judge anyone. I always say, like, I've hosted this show for 5 years. I know how reality TV works, and I respect people. If you're honest, because I definitely see a difference from when Love Island first started, especially in the early days, where all reality TV was innocent. You know what I mean? In the early dots, every show, none of us knew what we were signing up for. And then years go on and people think, fuck me, right, they've got blue ticks, they're getting brand deals, they're doing PAs, they're earning dough. But own it. Do you know what I mean? Don't go in there and go, I'm looking for the love of my life. No, just I respect you more if you go, do you know what? I want a bit of fame. I want some followers. I want a blue tick. And I want a couple of brand deals. Some people ain't got the bollocks to say it. I put the balls on the table and I would be honest.
I love that. And yeah, I just think, like, the public, though, aren't stupid either, though. I think they can see first eventually, you know?
Yeah, completely. And I think people that think that the public are daft, more fool you, because it's disrespectful to the public because they see right through it. Do you know what I mean? Like, reality TV is no longer the new kid on the block. So they know what you're doing. I think they would respect you more. So someone that's gone in twice now, what's your thoughts on living it a second time round? How does that experience compare to the first?
I mean, the first time I was 24, I'd never done TV stuff before, so I was very naive and oblivious, and, like, I didn't even have an agent or anything set up for the show. Like, I had no idea about all this stuff, honestly.
You had a good body, though. You rocked up and put your swimming shorts on. You didn't need an agent.
I was ready, but, like...
Oh, you was ready.
I didn't think I'd get a second chance, so when the call came around, I thought, you know, and again, I was honest, I was like, you know what? 8 years has gone by. Like,
fuck, has it been eight?
It was 8 years when I did
it. Fucking hell.
Why not go for it again and just kind of see what happens, do you know what I mean? And I've never been one that's been like, oh, yeah, I'm really, you know, I hope I can find the one, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, like I said, dude, if I meet someone, cool. If not, like, yeah, let's just see what happens, do you know what I mean? And I think the second time I knew what to expect a bit more. I was more prepared. And obviously my journey was a little bit, you know, I was thrown in at the very end. Like last year, I only had like 9 days in there. I didn't have enough time to land. And I was kind of a bit disappointed because I know if you give me time in there, like my personality will come out. Like I'll make good TV.
Yeah.
But it all felt very rushed the last time because I only had 9 days and I linked up with Arabella and we knew the final was like the week after and all the couples were already settled. So it just felt a bit like couples retreat more than Love Island.
Yeah. You still managed to make a good impression. In them 9 days, though, the geezer knew what he was doing. Fair play. Do you know what? You barely got the Calvins out of the suitcase and unpacked. And you was doing it, boy. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this because we've just touched upon it a minute ago in terms of, like, the traditional civilian, some would call it, like, a Love Island and not an All-Stars one, and people going into it with ulterior motives. But again, no shade, that's fine. People get their profile how you get it, do you know what I mean? It's what you do with it after these shows. It's all very easy to get on these shows, but it's keeping a career after, do you know what I mean? That's the longevity and the hard thing. Do you think there's people in All Stars now, and remember this is Access All Areas, man to man here, is there anyone in there that is, do you think, seen other people over years gone by, got a successful career, maybe got more followers than what they got, they feel like their career's hitting a bit of a low and isn't there for love at all? Do you think for some people this is just the cold hard cash in an envelope on a Friday afternoon and a cheeky couple of weeks in South Africa?
If I'm honest, yes. Like there are, I do feel like the majority of people that are doing TV now these days have had so many years knowing like how people have changed their lives and the money that can be made and the brand. Like, so I feel like there's definitely a genuine side of people like, let's go in and maybe I'll meet someone. But I think most people are like, look, at least if I meet no one, it's going to help my life in some way, potentially.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like you say, just be honest, just own it.
Yeah.
And just say, look, I've had this opportunity. I've had to have auditions. I've had to go for castings. They obviously like me. I've got something. I own that. I'm going to see what happens. And if I meet someone, great. If not, I've made some money. I've got my name out there and I'll crack on from that. Do you know what I mean? So just own it. Just be honest.
Absolutely. You know? Much more respect if that's the case. I want to ask you, mate, as we're on a level now and we're keeping it 100, I'm sure you've seen in the press that it's very much rumoured that you're going to be going back in this year. Is there anything you can tell me? Am I going to be having to interview back on this show in a couple of weeks when you get home?
Do you know what? I did have a call that earlier this year.
Oh, spill the tea.
Look, nothing was confirmed, but I was, let's say, in the hat, metaphorically, mm-hmm. Yeah. If I'm honest, you know, the show's coming into week 3 now, I think we're in. There's only 5 weeks of it. Again, as my own reputation and stuff, I am kind of taking the approach now where I don't want to just be thrown in there again for another week, 2 weeks, and almost come across as like, oh, Adam's the bombshell that, you know, you throw in when the show is near at the end. Like I'm kind of just a bit disappointed. I know when I have time in there, I can make an impact. But then the more I've watched this season, I'm kind of like, there's no one overly that I'm like, I'd love. I mean, India, I thought India was stunning. I thought she carried herself really well at the start. And I was like, oh, if I was in there, I definitely would have vibed for her. But the more I've watched, just how like immature it's come across almost this year, especially when everyone is a little bit older. Like, yes, when you're in your early 20s, you know, you're still like vulnerable and, you know.
You just want to get your willy wet, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, so, but as you get older, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a lot of them do know they're on TV. They know that the more sort of arguments and stuff that's going on, the more TV time they're going to get. And again, like own it. Like get your time.
Own it. Obviously, do you know I'm going to ask you this, but what's your thoughts on Tina being in there and cracking on with Scott?
Yeah, do you know what? I think Tina looks great. Like she was obviously a pretty girl back in the day, but she's had a glow up. But like I think a lot of people have, you know, as they get a little bit older.
Money helps.
Well, cosmetic surgeries and all.
Hashtag ads. Not judging her, by the way. Fucking hell, we've all had a glow. If you look back to everyone day one before TV to post TV, we've all had a little bit of help, but it ain't all of you, like, you know what I mean?
I look like Jimmy Neutron when I went. But yeah, no, Tina. She's carrying herself really well, just seems like a genuine girl. Like I haven't seen her since my series 8 years ago, do you know what I mean? And I do feel like Scott has just been himself. He's being called vanilla because I think he's just being him, you know. He's obviously into the mindset stuff now, and he is that little bit older, you know, got people in their mid-20s and their Scott's like 36. So
yeah.
He's built a really successful business on the outside. I feel like there are people in there that are probably as well, like thinking, I need to be, you know, careful about how I come across, what I say as well, because it can affect stuff on the outside. So maybe some people are holding back on certain situations, or they don't want to be as volatile or get involved or be as opinionated as they could be, because they're maybe thinking again, like, it's only a few weeks of the show. I've got to go back to normal life soon.
Yeah.
And I do think, like, you can't fake feelings in there, and I never could. So I do feel like if you're voicing that, you're maybe not feeling it. That's your gut instinct telling you that there's nothing there. You might be great friends with someone. You might like someone. You do get very close to people in there because you're sharing the experience with them. You're spending the time around them. But if you're voicing that, you don't know if you're feeling it, then that's your chemistry in your body and your gut telling you that it's not there. And, you know, I've been in a relationship after Love Island before where there wasn't that chemistry, and you can't fake that shit. You either have it with someone or you don't.
Yeah,
and just because it's a TV show, again, like, just own it. Like, don't pretend you like someone just because you want to stay on the show. You know? Yeah. Because, again, it's just not genuine, because you'll leave and within a month, 2 months, it'll be, oh, they're split up.
Blah, yeah, blah. You look like a twat. You know what I mean? You touched down at Stansted and it's all Romeo done.
Yeah. You like, oh, no surprise here. Why is this making news? Like, it doesn't surprise us. Do you know what I mean? So,
and the thing is as well, I imagine from on Love Island All Stars especially, but also when people have got careers by this point, when you do other shows, when you sometimes originally go on to a show for the first time, in your head you think, I've got nothing to lose here. You've got no profile, you've got no follow, like the social, you ain't going to get no sticks. If it don't work out, it don't fucking mean anything. If you've got stuff to lose, you are going to second guess, you are going to self-edit more because you've got careers out here, do you know what I mean? So I think that puts a different kind of pressure on it. I want to ask you though, was Tina the one that got away, Ads?
No. No, she wasn't. She wasn't. She looks good and like she's carrying herself like a classy woman, do you know what I mean? Like she is.
Would you? No.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I could speak to you all day. If you do end up going over there for a couple of weeks, I want you back in the studio when you get back to spill all the tea.
Well done.
Catch you soon, mate. Take care. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Love that show.
Such a good interview.
Great interview. Loved him. Loved Ash. Mm. Absolutely an amazing show. Do you enjoy it, Miss L?
I did. I had a ball. Did you?
Absolutely loved it. Guys, thank you for tuning with us again. It's always a pleasure. You know me and Elle love you. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Where can they find us, Elle?
Access All Areas at 6 p.m. until 7.
Live on FUBAR Radio. Ta-da!
Bye.